This is the newsroom from the BBC World Service with Will Chalk. Coming up, here in the UK, the governing Labour Party has suffered huge losses in local elections. Could it have long-term ramifications for British politics?
I think the next general election will be the most crucial in my lifetime because the choice will be very, very binary.
A ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine has begun, but is it likely to hold? The ramifications of the US-Israel war with Iran continue to be felt. Hear how Italian cooking is being affected.
We use a lot of saffron in our cuisine, and we use the saffron for pasta, for bread.
After a three-year hiatus, there's an emotional return for the Palestine Marathon in Bethlehem. And
thank you for your wisdom, your kindness, your dedication, and for reminding us always of the wonder of the world we call home.
A royal message for the naturalist David Attenborough on his 100th birthday.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Ukraine and Russia have agreed to swap 1,000 prisoners of war each as part of a deal that includes a three-day truce, which has come into effect. Russia had called for a temporary ceasefire during annual commemorations to mark the defeat of Nazi Germany in the Second World War. From Kyiv, Jonathan Beale reports.
Russia and Ukraine had already both independently declared their own ceasefires, which neither side had agreed to observe. President Putin's timed to coincide with Moscow's May the 9th Victory Day parade. But the intervention of President Trump appears to have achieved a deal. He said a three-day ceasefire starting on May the 9th would include the suspension of all attacks and the swap of 1,000 prisoners from both sides. President Zelensky has now issued a decree which he said would allow Russia's victory parade in Red Square to go ahead.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer has suffered a major blow in the biggest electoral test since taking power 2 years ago. His governing Labour Party has lost large numbers of local council seats in England and has been forced from power in Wales. The biggest electoral winner has been the right-wing populist party Reform UK. Ben Wright reports.
The political map of Britain is being torn up. Old party loyalties crumbling, new allegiances being born. Now it's a kaleidoscope of other parties surging. Reform UK maintaining its march through England, felling Labour and Conservative councillors as they go. For Labour, braced for these results to be bad, it is a calamitous story. Losing power in Wales is a disaster that, while expected, ends a century of Labour dominance.
The Syrian government has announced the arrest of two high-profile senior military officers from the era of the ousted president Bashar al-Assad. It said they would stand trial once investigations were completed. Yusuf Taha reports.
The Interior Ministry said Khardal Ahmad Dayoub was the head of Air Force Intelligence in Daraa, the birthplace of the Syrian uprising in 2011. It's accused him of involvement in a chemical attack on the Damascus suburb of Eastern Ghouta in 2013. That was one of the worst atrocities of the civil war. It's believed to have killed more than 1,400 people, including children. It's also accused him of involvement in assassinating civilians. The ministry said a second brigadier, Sahl Fajr Hassan, was also arrested, accusing him of acts of repression against Syrians during the civil war.
The United States has confirmed it will facilitate 2 days of intensive talks between Lebanon and Israel on Thursday and Friday next week. A shaky ceasefire officially remains in place, but Lebanese officials say Israeli attacks on the south killed 11 people on Friday. World news from the BBC. Laura Fernandez has been sworn in as president of Costa Rica in front of her supporters at the National Stadium in the capital, San Jose. The 39-year-old right-wing leader has pledged to continue the political movement of her predecessor, Rodrigo Chavez, who had been constitutionally barred from seeking a second consecutive term. He'd survived two impeachment attempts linked to corruption allegations. His appointment in the new government grants him legal immunity. Two Spanish police officers have been killed in an accident while chasing suspected drug traffickers in the Atlantic Ocean. The two members of the Civil Guard died when their boats collided. The Guards Union said they had warned about the risks faced by officers pursuing traffickers at sea, but their recommendations had not been acted on. Colombia has suspended arrest warrants for 29 members of the Clan del Golfo, the country's largest criminal organisation, which is involved in cocaine trafficking. Clitzia Sala has more details.
Among the most prominent names whose capture orders have been suspended is the man known as Chiquito Malo, or Naughty Boy, who took over the leadership of the Clan del Golfo in 2022. He is wanted both in Colombia and the US, which has issued a request for his extradition. Under the measure, he and other affiliates of the group will be able to travel to two officially designated areas where the Colombian government hopes to make progress negotiating the dissolution of the clan and its transition to legality.
A special concert's been held at London's Royal Albert Hall to mark the 100th birthday of the British naturalist and broadcaster David Attenborough. It featured music from some of his best-known natural history programmes. In a message, King Charles recounted having first met him nearly seven decades ago when the then prince visited him on set as a 9-year-old. BBC News.